Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah, it's your boy Cat Benson. You already know what it is, live and direct with the hottest show on the net, 856 Entertainment, straight out of Camden, Blog Talk Radio. Ayo, Knock, promo, let's get it.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
Wait a second, is that a clean beat?
There's only one thing I value in this world, loyalty. Without it, we're nothing. And you have no one. That's why I'm letting you go. Not because you're not good enough, not because I don't like you, but I value trust over skill. And I don't fucking trust you anymore.
I might blow a whole jet, spend it all on my wrist.
Spend it on my wrist.
Might buy a new whip.
Might buy a new whip.
Just to make this little dip.
Just to make them
dip. I might go hit a lick.
Go hit a lick.
Might go hit your bitch.
Go hit your bitch.
I might hop on a jet. This is a nigga
drip.
These niggas come up on the low. I swear all these niggas gotta go. We don't mess with popo, that's a no. When it's down to ride, I'ma roll.
Rollin',
rollin' every time a nigga gone. Y'all just a fool, ain't even noticed. I've been too focused, first it was raging, now everything floating. I got the potion and I've been ready. I was chosen like Moses, I ain't even know it. But no, I go hard in the paint. Your teddy bears, you know how this your thing. Don't know what your thoughts. Two shots make your body quake. I just go pull out the shank. We was on the boat, but that shit's insane. Can I do it big? Someone that I get it. All y'all do is complete. While I said Mac is the big. Down to the money. While it's time to pull it out. When it's really about B. We ain't got time to sort it out. I know what my click about. I know what my team about. I know all about y'all. I suggest that you shake my mouth.
Blow a whole jet.
Spend it all on my wrist.
Spend it on my wrist.
Might buy a new whip.
Just
to make this little dip.
Just to make them dip.
Might go hit a lick.
Go hit a lick.
Might go hit your bitch.
Go hit your bitch.
I might hop on a jet.
Hop on a jet.
Just to take a drip.
Sunday, but we know none of y'all motherfuckers heard our show because y'all was watching that crazy ass Super Bowl. But you already know it's 856 Entertainment live, bitch.
Yeah, man, it's your boy Knock the Guy. Yo, that fucking Super Bowl, it don't replay in my head no more. It don't replay in my head no more. Like, why the fuck wouldn't you get a ball to Marshawn Lynch? Like, that's the stupidest shit. That was the stupidest fucking play. That was the stupidest fucking play in Super Bowl. I don't give in NFL history, nigga. Fuck that. Football history.
The shock of our faces when they threw the ball and Russell threw the interception. Yeah, Wilson threw the interception, man. I felt bad, but they said, and I seen the statistics, that play was very successful during the season. So, I mean, they thought it was going to be successful that night. I guess it just wasn't. I mean,
listen, bro, the way the defense was set up, it was set up to stop Marshawn Lynch. Therefore, everyone was clogging the middle.
Right.
You threw it to the middle. What the fuck was that? You on a one. Either run a ball with the nigga, I believe he would have scored, or if you are going to throw the fade route, throw it towards out of bounds so only the receiver can catch it.
Right.
You threw it to where everybody was the fuck at. That was, you might as well should have just handed the ball off to one of the defenders. Stupid fucking play.
Right. Well, I'm an Eagles fan. So the Eagles wasn't in the and the Eagles wasn't in the Super Bowl. So, I mean, I really don't care what happened, but I wanted the Seahawks to actually get a W and a win, but they didn't. But we got my boy Self-Made in the building tonight. He's chilling laid back in the stew. Say what's up, Self-Made.
What's up with y'all?
Yeah, you know, he the what, Facebook King, bro?
Facebook King, man. Where the birds at, man?
Y'all ain't right now. Self-Made got a couple birds calling tonight. That's what he told us and shit, man.
Mr. Sexy as shit.
You already know. But we got top 6 songs of the day. We got some good topics for you guys. But I'm asking for all artists out there, we're looking for some drops, some radio drops. So if you're interested in sending us some drops, send them at 856andteam@gmail.com. And if you don't know what a drop is, just hear Power 99 FM. You'll definitely know what the fuck that is.
Yeah, man. If you so-called don't listen to Power 99, it's basically you basically shouting out the radio station. And we just play it on here. Like, yo, what's up? My name is such and such. And, you know, you right here rocking with DJ Promo and Knock the God. Man, it's 856 Entertainment live straight out of Camden. It's basically like that, straight like that. You feel me? That's all it is. That's a drop. So, I mean, if you're going to send a drop in, men, woman, you know, singer, rapper, you know, anybody, just local on the street, anybody. Just send a drop in. We're going to definitely play it, man. That's going to be a good look for us.
Yeah, man. We're looking for a lot of women out there just to help promote our flyers on a website. You know, it's only going to take a couple seconds just to put the flyer, say support share. You know what I mean? And anybody that wants support, just let us know, man. We'll give you a job to do and shit. Because me and Knock can't do it by ourselves because we got our own lives. But at the same time, a lot of people will hear it if everybody will share. You know what I mean? So, and we put support share, at least share the fucking flyer. I don't give a fuck if you don't like the show or not, bitch. Share the flyer. Fucking.
Yeah, just share, like, you know, tell somebody. You know, it's a lot of people just trying to get their music heard.
Tell everybody.
Tell everybody to share, you know what I'm saying? Like, you already know, you got local artists that not even, like, doing nothing, but once they hear this, they be like, yo, I just want to hear my music played. I'll send it in, like, stuff like that. That's, you get listeners like that, man. Yeah. People will just send some stuff in just because they feel as though they want to hear themselves on the radio. You know what I mean? Or you can just follow us on the social networks. We definitely keep you posted, updated on things we're going to be doing and coming up with. You know what I'm saying? We got the app for the speaker. Well, we got the app for the radio station. Stuff like that. We got a radio station. This is the radio show. We got a website that's www.856ent.com. I'm saying we making big moves. We just need the supporters to support you. I mean, we just need the whole Camden to love us, man. The whole Jersey to love us, man. The whole U.S. to love us, man. The whole world to love us, man. We've been doing this for y'all. We did this for a year now. The first year was just, you know what I mean, the intro. Now we're getting real with this shit, man.
The city, man.
Fuck, season 2. Fuck, you mean?
We about to play the number 6 songs. Jax the Ripper by my boy DJ YRS Jersey. You already know it's 856 and let's get it.
Jax.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. NC to the UK.
Gangways. 90s flow.
Let's go.
Jack's the Ripper, Jack's the Ripper. How many stars does it take to make the Big Dipper? Rhyme shocking your body like you got caught in your zipper. I know about the flow mo, cause my bro's name was Flipper. My words got me on the verge of being that nigga. Day damn killer, and my gang's name Thriller. Call Malone bars on the mic, I deliver. Mommy want Papa John, she's a very big tipper. If you ain't heard, I merged in a lane of ass kickers. Shorty now screaming, I'm in love with a stripper. He pain, love boat in my veins. I'm the dopest dope that ever smoked three snakes in a plane. Matter of fact, I am the virus that murdered the T-Wayne. But I did it with an axe tip, then poison that I sang or spit. I'm sick, I'm too legit to quit. This MC hammered the death of the bars made me sicker. Revolutionary hip-hop started from a Ziploc. Niggas got it back, we're still trying to be crisscross. I ain't mad, but hot damn it, I'm pissed off. You're so absurd with words, you rip your lips off. Probably sound better on the tip of a Beretta. Better pray to your God, broad, before your soul lifts off. Niggas just spoil milk, trying to make cheddar. I'm Gouda and provolone, my Jones just go deffer. You can always hear me though, loud smell in my sweater. How many beats chilled is in the lodge on my ledger. Left the street, still got killers, man, them ties never sever. Lines cut them up, we just started with an edger. What's the goal to a gorilla, you can't level with me. You'd have to age college 10 times to get my degree. Better listen to the Vatican, they made their decree. The devil wears Prada and she ain't hotter than me. Jack's the Ripper, Jack's the Ripper. How do they get the heart to make tornadoes and twisters? American muscle, can't get stranded in a fisker. I'm past you pussy, still playing with your whiskers. Even in school days, my son rappers call me mister. Raise the frill, no drills, I'm a very dangerous fitter. Jurassic J-Ville killed the beat like poster. Revitalize my flow out the park, Sammy Sosa. They don't feel me though, I'm the main supplier of coca. Must have went numb, wake him up with that fire poker. Line so crazy, but I can't play the joker. Jack warned he ain't listening, now it's over. Better let go my ego, or I'll burn you with the toaster. I'm trying to eat for real with every bar, I get closer. Whack these whack niggas, wet them up, super soaker. Send them up or send them down, just a deadly roller coaster. Jack's the Ripper, Jack's the Ripper. Max on the attack in a flat, riding on a jigsaw. What's popping, Kermy? I'm still fucking with them switchers. I'm in the house banging screw music with your sister. She heard I was a legend, let me hit in the John. None of you niggas Montana, it ain't ring no alarm. So I'm down, really I'm high, and she said she was by. Brought her home to my shorty, the effect was a try, or trifecta. I'm having a meeting with Mr. Lecter. He's just giving me tips on how to make them taste better. Cause I eat MCs like cannabis in his prime. I lost the scorekeeper, now he's just taking the time. I'm complacent with the rhyme, only faking if I'm declined. I'm amazing, at least my pride number one is still on the grind. I got this shit in my mind and it won't go away. So gotta keep killing these niggas just to get through my day. I'm going crazy, kinda schizo, using my six flow to jab the shit out of niggas. My last name's Klitschko. I'm burning till the end, I ain't leaving no clips. So better go to Rap Genius and read this so you don't misquote. Jack's the Ripper, Jack's the Ripper. Jack's the Ripper, Jack's the Ripper, Jack's the Ripper, Jack's the Ripper. Kept the killers, what up? Do this shit, man. Y'all niggas trying to do this shit, man. Go.
That was the number 6 song of the week. Jack's the Ripper. Jack, that's Ripper. By my boy DJ YRS. My boy Mel Self Made getting in with that song. See, like we was bumping in the studio and shit, man. You already know. But Valentine's is coming up next Saturday, and everybody and their moms is single on this motherfucker. So I'm sure Valentine's gonna be a pleasant day, man. For
I mean, it's a regular day. I got work. So I'm gonna be at work while y'all doing y'all good old thing, man. You know you got the Ross and K Michelle concert. Y'all can definitely go attend that. You know what I'm saying? I mean y'all can go on a regular date, do something nice, you know what I'm saying? Or if you single, hit promo up. He definitely trying to take somebody out, a lovely lady out. So if you're single and you just want to go somewhere for Valentine's Day, hit my boy Promo up, man. He around.
And before you hit me up, just think, I'm going to just let y'all know I don't like BBW women. So please do not hit me up if you got a little chunk. I like skinny women and thick women. I don't give a fuck, bro. I don't got all that money. Yeah, she can be thick, but BBW, nah, that's not my style. Hit Self Made up for that. That's not me.
I don't
shit, man.
Like a lot of fat girls. You can't be sloppy. You can be big, but you can't be sloppy with
it. Nah, and not like his mommy. So hit him up if you trying to go
to the game. Don't hit me up. Hit me up February 15th. The 15th. Man, ain't fucking around with the 14th, man.
Oh, shit. So if a shorty asks you out on a date for Valentine's Day, you're not going, bro?
We can go 12 a.m.
Why not on Valentine's Day, though? You get her a little...
It ain't my Valentine.
Oh, shit. Just get her a little bit of chocolate or something, you know what I mean?
I am chocolate. She can get me. Well, we're going at February 15th, 12 a.m.
Well, I mean, if any ladies, lucky ladies are single, man, we love you guys. So just hit us up. Donovan Jenkins on the book. I'll probably hit up half of y'all bitches anyway.
Don't hit me up. I don't give a damn. But if you do want to hit me up, you know, we could go before, on, and, or after Valentine's Day.
You're not
going to
take a shorty out on Valentine's Day if you want to go out on
a
date. That's the whole point.
No. Not my Valentine's.
Oh, so she gotta be special. If I'm
Valentine's Day, special thing.
Well, I don't like all the single people messing it up for the people that's actually got couples and relationships and married and all that type of shit. For instance, all the single people saying, fuck Valentine's Day ain't shit, it's not a special day. But for couples, it's a special day. You know what I mean? It is a special day. I'm trying to tell you, man, everybody likes Valentine's Day. Fellas, please impress your women. Women, please buy your man something for Valentine's Day. And stop asking Facebook, what should I get my man for Valentine's Day? Get him anything. Get him a pair of Jordans. Get him anything. Bitches like Christmas. Just give him a gift. That's Puerto Ricans, bro. Only Puerto Rican niggas. They the only ones that be wearing them Jordans and shit. So if you got a Puerto Rican nigga, ladies, y'all definitely buy him a pair of Jordans. He won't leave you. But I'm serious, though. Stop asking Facebook, what should I get my man for Valentine's Day? Get him anything, bitch. He's going to be appreciated. You know what I mean? He's just looking at for that goal. He's just looking at for that one objective that night. Fuck you mean.
Fuck you mean.
But anyway, go cop my new song. It's a bird, all right? The bird, you know he got a remix of that, though,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, bird.
It's song.
Yeah, they crazy with that. But, I mean, for Valentine's Day, do something creative, man. Do something special for that somebody. I mean, if you're single... I mean, you can play. I know people who gonna play around with it. You know what I'm saying, you get a regular person and do something crazy with them. And people do that. You know what I'm saying, but me, don't fuck with me. I'm gonna be at work getting money. Fuck it.
Okay. I understand, man. I understand, but my idea of a Valentine, like I had my shit set up. Like depending where she was at, if she was at work, I was gonna get a limo to pick her ass up. Then I was going to take her ass to the end of Dove.
Woo!
Feel me? You know what I mean? The end of Dove, one night type shit, or maybe a, depending on how much it costs, a couple hours type shit, bitch. I might not even rent the night. I might rent a couple, because you know you can rent like 5 hours and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't even have to rent the night there and shit. Dang. So I just rent like 7 hours, 8 hours, whatever type shit. You know what I mean? Have
okay.
Might as well, right? Have a good time, whatever, and take your ass home in a limo. That was it. That was all my special Valentine. But since we don't got no Valentine's Day, we're just going to be in the house. I'm getting drunk.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, drink that hair rock. You know, that's the life right now.
I mean, I almost had a Valentine.
Oh, okay.
Almost. I mean, this one was going to go down until she fucked it up. I'm saying. Y'all always fucking something up. But listen, this how it was going to go down. You know what I'm saying? I sent her some mail. Like, I mailed it to her crib. I ain't going to tell you where she live at, shit like that. But I mailed her something. It was like, do you want to be my Valentine? It had the yes, no, maybe. So your circle one. And then I told her to flip it on the back. And I said, put this with your circle answer on like Snapchat, Facebook, Instagram, or whatever, so I can see it. She would have circled yes. Well, she did circle yes. You know, I was gonna send her the real big teddy bears.
Yeah, yeah.
With the flowers.
Oh, the $40 ones.
Yeah, that's the flowers. The flowers, and then, you know what I mean? The chocolate covered strawberry. I was going to get it. Well, if she had work that day or if she was home, I was going to send it to either place.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You know. But on the letter, I put secret admirer. So she had an idea, but she didn't. But that's how it was going to go, basically. But she fucked it up. So I'm not in a Valentine's Day mood, so fuck it. I'm going to be at work getting this money.
Okay, well, that bitch going to stay home, I guess, and she's going to have a good time there since she fucked it up and shit, man. But let's get on one of the topics of the day. One of them is called The Importance of a First Date. A lot of us don't know how important a first date is. You know, first impressions is everything and shit, you know what I mean? Some guys tend to go overboard with their dates, such as go to the Capitol Grill and pay $100 for a steak. Seriously, some people do that, bro, and it's ridiculous. If you're on the first date, I think you shouldn't, you know, have to go all and out like that. Shit, sometimes he going overboard with it, though. He doing it the wrong way and shit. But if you, first date, I mean, take her to the movies, take her to the new park, this little trampoline shit, what's it called? Sky Zone? Take her there. It depends on what type of girl you got. If she's adventurous, if she's a lazy bitch, take her out somewhere to eat. If she's an adventurous woman, take her out somewhere, have a good time with her. Go to the go-kart racing joint out Center Mission. And then afterwards, it's acceptable to go to the hibachi grill afterwards. Why not? It's right next door, right? You know what I mean? So, I'm just saying, a lot of people mess up on the first date, and that's why a lot of second dates don't happen.
I like that first date, but first date, I don't really want to go too far because, you know, everywhere you go, it's a lot of people around. You ain't really, you gonna show the way you are around people. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to get to know you that night. I mean, the way I picture a first date, I mean, I either go to her crib, go to my crib, we order around, or it could be like somebody cook or something like that, and we just...
What if she ain't comfortable?
Comfortable with what?
You going to her crib, but you know, some girls want to go out on their first date. Like, yeah. You want to go out somewhere, yeah.
I mean, we could definitely do that. I mean, if she ain't comfortable, we could definitely go somewhere, you know what I mean, like a private picnic or some shit like that, just to talk, you know what I mean, get to know each other without being surrounded. You know, nowadays, motherfuckers get erupted like, hey, you, well, I don't want to talk to you, bitch, while I'm talking to her. You know what I'm saying? Like, or vice versa, somebody come up to her and they have a whole conversation. I'm like, this is big weird. So, like, just a little personal date, just one-on-one, joint, so they could just talk. And then after that, you can go out, you know what I mean, show her off, shit like that. My first date, I just want to be alone.
Man, my first date, man, I just want to have a good time. I don't want to show off too much like Knox said. I'm not taking you to the Capitol Grill. On our 15th date, bitch, I'm not taking you to the Capitol Grill. I'm sorry. that shit too expensive or whatever, though. But I'm a adventurous type of guy. I like to move around. Let's go paintball on our first date. Let's go to the gun range on our first date. You know what I mean? So I can see if you're a crazy bitch or not. Because you go to the gun range, you definitely know what kind of crazy she is. Or let's go to the pool on our first date. Why not? See how ugly it is when you coming out and shit. You know what I mean? You know how that makeup shit is deep nowadays. But yeah, that makeup shit is serious, though. But on some real shit, though, a first date is very important, man. You want to, if you like this person, you're going to see if you like this person or not. If you don't, just move on. If you do, you got to show her you that motherfucking person on the first date. Even though they said the first date is not enough, but at least on the first date, you impress her enough to make it a second. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely, because once you get past the first date, that's it, man. The butterflies and jitters and all that, it's out, man. You feel me? Like, the second date, you really know what's going on, so you feel a little bit more comfortable. You all good. You say you feel like you accomplished something. But second date, don't act all, like, weird. Just feed off the first one, get to know her a little more. Yeah, be yourself, man, like my boy, Mr. Sexual Shit Junior said, man. I get all the birds, so he know.
Yeah, man. So if you want to call in and tell us how important a first date is, or if you want to tell us any of your first date experience, call in at 347-989-215-989-8082. Again, 347-989-8082. You already know we about to play the number 15 song on the, In the Ghetto by my boy Young Seth. Let's get it.
squat.
Young Shine on the track, boy.
Cush off in my Rello, hot in the paint like Mellow. I put that on the ghetto, trapping up my cello. Cush off in my Rello, never get me slipping. I'm a lippin', got that metal. Baby got on stiletto, on my dick it won't let go. Hot in the paint like Mellow, I put that on the ghetto.
Experience on our first date, not gonna tell us one of his experiences on his first date. Was a good or bad one? It depends on what you wanna talk about. Shit.
I'm trying to remember a first date. Shit.
Damn, you took chick out a long time, man.
Last time I had a girl, man.
Oh, shit.
Shit, I don't even wanna make nothing up, man. I don't even know, bro. First date.
I ain't
Googled
in a minute, man.
I mean, it could be anything. It don't even got to be a girl. It could just be somebody you just went out on a date with. But, you know, most likely it's your first date. Yes, Netflix do count.
Well, with that being said, it was just chilling, man. You just chill, watch TV, ate ice cream, you know, girls do chilling, talking, shit like that. I mean, watch the Spider-Man movie.
Woo, part two?
Yeah.
Woo-hoo.
I mean, it was chilling regular, like nothing big. We was just talking, ain't nothing really with them. I fuck with it though, man. I just needed somebody to talk to. She needed somebody to talk to. We just talking.
You hit it afterwards?
No, it was
a good date.
Yeah.
Man, I had some experience. We believe that even though this is a different topic, having sex on a first date is nothing wrong with that. You know what I mean? And a lot of first dates, I can say I scored was, I ain't gonna lie, I ain't scored a whole lot of first date sex, though. You scored a whole lot?
Nah, I mean, it was a couple. I wouldn't say it's even, but it wasn't a lot. It was enough, though.
Yeah, I could dig it and shit, though. But my experience with a first date, though, I remember when I was a young bull, I guess, like, after high school or whatever, it was, like, around my birthday time, I took a bitch out. And we went to go see Thing Like a Man and shit. You know what I mean? And she was a cool chick and shit, but she liked them hood niggas. You know, you can't get a woman out of a hood nigga for nothing, especially they from Camden. And I understood that, man. And around that time, I was still learning that shit. Like, yo, if a chick like a hood nigga, that's what she gonna keep until something actually happens where she can't fuck with no hood nigga no more. So, you know, y'all know I'm a good guy, light skin shit, with tattoos, bitch-ass nigga and shit. So, just went to the movies, went to go see Think Like a Man, whatever, you know what I mean, had a good time. And I was acting myself. So, you know what I mean, before the first date, we was texting all crazy, like, yo, I'm gonna take you out, we're gonna have a good time, blah, blah, bullshit, this shit, this, that. And she said, cool, whatever. You know, I paid for the date, I paid for the gas to get the car, you know how I do it, bro. First date, I think a male should pay if he's offering the first date. You got something else?
No, I definitely agree with you, but probably like a year ago around this time, my boy Promo wasn't feeling that. It's Dutch. He wanna go Dutch.
No, Dutch. I still feel like it's Dutch. If I offered the date, say we mutually agreed on going out on a date, bitch is Dutch. But if I say I want to take you out on a date, I'm gonna pay that.
Okay.
But yeah, it's still D-U-T-C-H, bitch, Dutch. Y'all better look it up. If you ever went on a date and you be like, yo, we going Dutch, a chick look at you like, what's that?
Oh, no, I never.
You never went Dutch?
No, I never went Dutch. You know what I mean?
You paid for
it. Either I paid or she paid.
Oh, okay. I always went Dutch. And I never tip. But that's another topic. That's another topic and shit. That's another topic. But yeah, so after the date or whatever, I liked this girl. I was feeling her and getting to know her and shit. After that, she never hit me up again.
Damn.
Guess she used me for the movies and shit. Hey, a free movie. I mean, you can't knock it, bro. You know what I mean? Y'all can't knock it, whatever. But I guess I didn't really put my all into the first date. Like, I was just watching a movie. You know, I got to get to know her a little bit. Then I took her home. Like, I really didn't try to express. Like, look, bitch, I'm trying to get to my second date. You know what I mean? I want to get to know you more and shit. I didn't express that enough, so she kind of cut me off, whatever, which is cool. We all got cut off before. It happens to everybody.
In that situation, for two, you got to be, like, more personal. You took her to the movies. You got to be quiet doing that shit.
No,
like,
I ain't talking to when you drive, you know.
I'm saying, if you would have took her out to eat or something like that before then, it would have been good. But if y'all just drove straight to the movies, and it's like, damn, like, you can't talk in there. So you can't, you ain't going to just go in for a kiss or go grab her hands. What the fuck are you doing? Like, you know what I'm saying? So you got to, like, get her warmed up to this shit, whereas, though, you know you ain't got to talk to her, but you know how she feeling.
Yeah, I could dig that, though. So I guess we say the movies is not a good first date.
It's the first date, but don't take her straight to the movies.
Oh, all right. So take her to McDonald's first and then take her to the movies.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, we got a caller in here. Caller, we're going to get to you right in a second. We're about to play the number four song of the day. Hell to my shoes by my boy Real Mac. You already know it's D56 Entertainment. Let's fucking get it. Fucking squat.
Hell to my shooters. Hell to my shooters. Wanna give a hell to my shooters. Hell to my shooters. Gotta give a hell to my shooters. Hell to my shooters. Need to give a hell to my shooters. Hell to my shooters. Many need a hell to my shooters. Hell to my shooters. Time to give a hell to my shooters. Hell to my shooters. Thank God I hell to my shooters. Hell to my shooters. Had to give a hell to my shooters. Hell to my shooters, gotta give a hell to my shooters. Hell, strapped up with some rules, niggas out here fucking these pussies. Cause niggas be bitching like 2B, niggas be talking at work. Don't get boxed up in that hearse. You got a little bro trying revenge, you trying to start far too hot at work. My niggas, they shot just like needles, bang like LeBron with them hitters. They leg lock and drop bombs. Been lying and wriggle, in the air, I'm slacking finish. But no, I'm not being these sick. Not big. You try me, you cross that line. You gon' get hit with that eagle. If a knife in the chest on your head, your thoughts come with a fright. A fright. 250 on your head. Some buttons ripped in right back. Give a shout out to my nigga. My nigga, day one, it's sick. My hood, y'all niggas, my last to the game. Your time is down if I pick you. Now don't come out late at night. Don't come out. My hood ain't no joke. No joke. If a nigga happen to see you, then that's all she wrote. One justice ain't no way. No. Can identify my soul. Bullets desecrated and since they had to leave that cat to crew. Damn. Hell to my shooters, hell to my shooters, wanna give a hell to my shooters. Hell to my shooters, gotta give a hell to my shooters. Hell to my shooters, need to give a hell to my shooters. Hell to my shooters, many need a hell to my shooters. Hell to my shooters, time to give a hell to my shooters. Hell to my shooters, thank God I hell to my shooters.
Yeah, yeah,
hell to my shooters, had to give a hell to my shooters. Hell to my shooters.
Tell them my shooters, they shooting that shit. Spin your block, AK, Ruga my shit. Them hollows break bones and injure you. Quick, if you fuck with me, run, then I'm splitting your shit. Let's get it. I just caught a body about a week ago. I can change my flow high. Tweak these hoes, never catch feelings. Fuck them and I flee them though. Shout out to my nigga Mac. 4 or 5 on my leg. Got a Mac. I ain't talking about a laptop. Nigga said I can't come through a back block. Funny thing, heard that when I was on back block. I was out there, nigga with the crack rock. And the big block. And some flip flops. Niggas talk real heavy till they get popped. Niggas talk real heavy till they get popped. Call my shooter reach. I call my shooter foot. Niggas pull up. Now y'all niggas shook. Pop a prick. Now I'm on cloud 9. She sucking dick all on her downtime. 1700 in front line. My niggas is reckless free, huh? Free, huh? Sign. What I tell him? I said, since I can't hold niggas been talking that shit. I spin your block, knock on your door, you catch 6. I ain't with the rat and the nigga you snitch. So how is this gonna be all up in your mitt? I just made it so lot and it was back to the block. Talking about I shoot out, you catch shots. Stay for long, I know that I symbol was me and him and I would do it again. Yeah, yeah, 1700 deck block, bitch.
Hell to my shooters. Hell to my shooters. Wanna give a hell to my shooters.
Big shout out to my boy, motherfucking Real Mac. Hell, hell to my shooters. You already know, man. But we got a caller in here. I'm going to answer the call. Hello?
What up, though?
What's up?
How you doing, caller?
I'm Tonighty. I was born and raised in North Camden. Shout out to the homies out there.
Oh, shit.
Gang
okay.
Shit.
What's up?
Shout out to the homie Donovan.
What's up?
What's up, bro?
Answer the topic, man. How important is the first date to you?
I mean, the first date, it's chilling. It's always got to be chilling. Like, you can't be on no rowdy, rah-rah shit. It got to be chilling. Like, my first date, he came, he asked my mom. Like, it was so cute. He took me to the movies. Breaking Dawn Part 2 came out. Watched that shit. He was really chilling. Like, he reached for my hand and I grabbed it. I was like, all right, this is chilling. Like, it's cute. Like, you got to do a little cute shit. All the little shit counts. It all counts. Because girls repeat that shit. Like, if you ignore me, I'm going to sit there and peace. Like, all right, you're whack. I'm going to go home. Like, why are you ignoring me? But the movies is not bad. The movies is not a bad date. It's not a bad date at all.
I mean, I feel as though if you're going to take somebody to the movie, you got to get to know them first. Because the movies, and not a lot of people don't like that, I'm going to touch your hand first type of
thing. You right. It's always one of them foo-foo girls like, ew, what you doing? Like, bitch, calm down. That's like he grabbed me a titty in the movie, like.
Yeah, man. But you got a Valentine?
Yeah, I got a Valentine. He anonymous, though. He's not ready to be announced to the world yet. He's not on that level yet. He's going to get there.
What you got planned for him? Or that you can't say that.
Oh man, I don't know if y'all won't say that on the air.
I already know that part. I'm talking about like in between or before that.
Oh, we just gonna be chilling, like go out to eat, like go see a movie. I don't know. It's whatever he wanna do, whatever he has planned. Cause this ain't about me. This ain't how you feel about me. I'm gonna buy him a little something. But I wanna see the little cute shit that he does. The little cute shit.
Oh yeah, definitely. But we got a question of the day for you. Question of the day for you. Now,
what's up?
Would you get $5 million or bring somebody that one of your loved ones back from the dead?
Damn. What's the catch though? If I bring them back from the dead, like they gonna look dead or they gonna look regular?
I mean, it's gonna look like you last saw them.
You better take the money, girl.
I don't see. If I really wanted to do something like that, I'd probably take the money because they probably resting in peace, and I'm not gonna take them out that peace. They probably don't want beer no more, so I'm probably gonna take that money and start my music up with it.
Oh, okay, you really had to think right there because a lot of people would have said. I mean, they would have said money, but the not excuse, but the reason why you would have took the money.
Yeah, man, it's hard out here. You don't want to bring nobody back to this world. It's hard out here. When they die, they at peace, no matter how they went.
Yeah, definitely, man. But, you know, we thank you for calling and showing your support.
No doubt.
Guess what, girl? All
right.
You already know. Go out, lad. Oh, boy.
Yo, big shout out to my friend T, Miss T. She can sing too, though, bro. She got a little voice.
Oh,
right. Got
sing,
man. I forgot to tell
come
you.
Come back.
Well, we about to get to the number 3 song, Train to Go, by my boy YNG Sheen. You already know it's 856 and 10. Get it.
Squat.
Yeah. Yeah, why did you shit, man? You already know what it is. Time. Shit. Rob G.
Stop, never.
Fuck a bitch.
Fuck.
Then I let her go.
Go.
I don't like the J.
Nah.
Bitch, I like the blow.
Blah.
If you ain't talking money, then it's a no.
Nah.
Bitch, you gon' give me top, you already know.
Train to go.
All my niggas in the field, they train to go. YG shit, man, they train to go. Catch your eye flipping at the red light. Tupac shit, at the red light. I'm taking niggas out like a third strike. I keep it 100. I'm ripping the game and I'm killing these niggas.
Huh?
She ain't got a shoddy big body like Godzilla. All I want is money, nigga, fuck the fame. Shout out to the real niggas in the fed that never told a name. Fuck y'all niggas, except them bitches. And whip, talk about my squad, the nigga might wind up missing.
Yeah.
I'm from Egypt, my niggas eating plenty thotsies out here, steady treating niggas out here dying for no reason. Summertime, TMD, death season.
Yeah.
Real shit,
huh?
I got a bad bitch,
right.
She can take dick, she a savage,
right.
If you lack an eye, they crack your cab, bitch, can't be nice to niggas, they label you a bitch, fuck a bitch,
fuck
a then I let her go,
God.
I don't like to drink,
nah.
Bitch, I like to blow,
blah.
If you ain't talking money, then it's a no,
nah.
Bitch, you gon' give me top, you already know,
train to go,
train to go. All my niggas in the field, they train to go.
Yeah,
they train to go.
Let me show you how this shit go.
Yeah,
turn me up.
YG shit, man, they train to go.
Turn me up, get back before you get left.
Yeah.
Niggas busy tell I'm a blue set.
Yeah.
Train to go, little nigga, young like that.
Yeah.
Let's stay out my way, if I make a mess. Real niggas from the street, stay low-key.
Okay.
I ain't shooting for a nigga, won't blow for me.
Nah.
Use a trap with your gun and stacks, bitch. Call a leg in this bad for your ass, bitch.
Bye-bye.
Train to go, blue smoke with the real gang.
Okay.
YG go hard, do my own thing.
Okay.
tapped into this slow mo lane. Hit the club, ball out, you just showing money. 1500 all money, it's drug money. Bobby Jean, true religion, man, I love money. I've been quiet for a bit, let's turn up. I ain't fucking with you, lame, you ain't earning up. Double cup, boil up, yeah, they know what. Independent real nigga, about to blow up. Every block, 86, yeah, show love. You been rapping too long, get no love. Join your back in this bitch with the real stuff. Nigga take niggas pussy, I ain't showing love. One mic, one mission, you know it, bruh. One mic, one mission, you know it, bruh.
Is that YNG shit, nigga?
Fuck a bitch, fuck. Then I let her go. Bitch, I like to blow. If you ain't talking money, then it's a no. Bitch, you gon' give me top, you already know. Train to go, train to go, train to go. All my niggas in the field, they train to go. They train to go, they train to go. YG shit, man, they train to go.
It sounds like he's saying they're trained to go. I don't know if he's saying they're trained to go. They're trained to go. Next topic we got today is woman in Camden that wears the pajamas to cousins, to the corner stores, to parties, even though besides it, it only says a pajama gym, they just wear pajamas everywhere and shit. And then we got other things where niggas sagging their pants. We're going to get into it, but we're going to play our number two song of the day. Nah, man. Shit, it's 4-4 by my boy, 4th Virtue. You already know, let's get it.
I'm so sick of waiting. Fuck being patient. I know I'm out of line, but there's no time to be wasting or debating. Cause my flow is elevating in the basement with this placement. That is the farthest thing from being basic. All my flaws I'm embracing. All along I was pacing back and forth at the station. Waiting on the bus to take me all different places. And woke up in a dream that I got lost in the matrix. So put this on your playlist, man. And listen to every word, cause I can tell your vision blurred from the shit that I just heard. In your verse, it was the worst. These wack rappers never do any research and be in trouble when we burst. Right on the scene and rule with power that's supreme. And build a tower for the team, plus the rest of the regime. Y'all louder than Howard Dean. Human beings become cowards for the green. And act like money's everything, but it's not. When you gotta sell your soul just to get it going, gold is a missing. Lose control in an instant as I write on scrolls. Could be different after that. I go and roll in the prison. Gotta pay your tolls to go the distance. Know your role to be efficient. I'm as bold as my predictions. Hoping that I never lose your interest as I stroll to pole position.
There's no one else going, I'm here. So I'm climbing to the top and you can't find no one to help me, oh well. Last night at the Chelsea Hotel. There's no one else going, I'm here. So I'm climbing to the top and you can't find no one to help me, oh well. Last night at the Chelsea Hotel.
This is more than moving up. Actually nothing new to us. We're just gradually doing what's coming naturally. To watch what we were imagining, clashing to reality. Your salt and battery while the elevator carries the team. A fourth floor, free for all type of thing. Got me wondering if I should call it off before we spring. And the buildings tell me what kind of bras did you bring and how far do they swing. I play for keeps, which doesn't matter when that's two for each. Just don't delay the breach, okay? I'm all up in the beat. I dig deep and you can see the walls collapse and crack the cement. Been sexually active since I learned to mean it. Me at my best, you haven't seen it. But by the end, I'm deemed a genius. I'll be your server for this evening. Soon as you think you're getting fed, instead I'm handing out subpoenas. Peace to the non-believers trying to reach the top and see the stocks rise. Holding the seat so she can cock ride whenever I drop out. We try to remember the hot times while we climb the floors to the penthouse doors open. No slouching, now we zoning, honing my skills. Holding the thrill close, hoping the mills won't distill my feelings. Though this building's tilting them, I guess this how the Hilton's living. Some giving to temptations bidding, but we didn't. Left the haters pissing, slid into positions. Such a vivid vision.
There's no one else is going, I'm here. So I'm climbing to the top and you ain't find no one to help me, oh well. The night at the Chelsea Hotel. No one else is going, I'm here. So I'm climbing to the top and you ain't find no one to help me, oh well. As soon as the night at the Chelsea Hotel.
Yeah, yeah. used to have one a dose. Now I got hella flows from hell we rose. Now I step on beaches like Adidas. I got shelves on toes and SBS. Being generous like we were on Ellen Show. Strong foundation, but I came up from them trailer parks. My only boy was raw when I lived up in the trailer park. Wonder if they'll embark on this journey on my trains. Everything ain't what it seems. They just set my nigga free. Now we bout to get this cheese until we reaching distances. Living these vividly, painted pictures I perceive. Made a mistress on her knees. I say she's gifted at the least. I own that pussy, you got at least. All your bitches, they got at least. My expertise is best in these. Should've had that fence technique. Boy, they always seem to vent to me. Which don't make no sense to me. Cause silence is my specialty, so let me be. Just go check my MP3s as I empty these. Rhymes and burn them to the next degree. Don't be tempting me to use weapons, G. Just trying to be the best MC. All this hard work better show. Radio beat on my PCD. So if you got a better flow, I don't think I'll ever know. If you got some double D's, bitches go and let them show. If you got some makeup, so maybe you should let it go. Used to have one of those, I used to have one of those. Is it just some Reggie Bush? Maybe it's some Medigo. Back when I got fronted on, back when I got fronted on, back when I got fronted on.
There's nowhere else to go when I'm here. So I'm climbing to the top and you ain't gonna wanna help me, oh well. Last night at the Chelsea Hotel. There's nowhere else to go when I'm here. So I'm climbing to the top and you ain't gonna wanna help me, oh well.
That was that fourth Rich, boy. I love that song. You already know it's 856 Entertainment, the number two song. Number one, we got a little club banger for y'all. I like that song and shit. We ain't going to play it right now. We're going to get into our last topic, which is the pajamas for the women and the saggy pants for the guys. Now, let me get this straight. I'm not talking about, you know what I mean, the saggy pants. Every guy saggy pants. You know what I mean? It's cool. But when your shit almost hit your kneecaps, it is something wrong, bro.
You've been a job.
Yeah, once it's lower than like yeah, once you can see your whole ass, like all your draws, it's so real cool. Like if it's on, in the middle of your ass, like you know, I mean, people sag their pants. You know, what I mean, some people forget their belts. I don't wear a belt, but some people, you know, forget their belts and stuff like that. But don't have them to wear like you gotta walk a different way than you regularly walk. You can't run like shit like that. Like you. Like sagging too much, I don't know what it is. Especially when y'all get the Gucci belts and shit like that, y'all feel as though if y'all got a hoodie or a coat on, y'all your motherfucking pants gotta be to your kneecaps. Like
so you show off the belt
for the belt. You know what I'm saying, like it's cool to sag a little bit, but don't go overboard with this shit. Don't it's not attractive at all, man.
Hey, I mean, don't get me wrong, man. I mean, all right, cool. You sag your pants, whatever. But you sag your pants where a whole it's be group, people, you know, people moms walking and shit. You want their moms to see your ass? Like you might as well. You know what I mean? I look at it as disrespect and whatever too. But I mean, I sag my pants a little bit, but you ain't gonna see my ass and shit. You know what I mean? You ain't gonna see my ass at all, or you ain't gonna know what type of underwears I'm wearing unless y'all see the top tag or whatever and shit. But that shit crazy, bro. You be seeing a lot of niggas doing that. And I don't think that's cool. It's very trifling, man. I look at some trifling shit. Man, niggas need to start wearing belts, man. We need to start advertising belts. I got them belts for sale. Fuck you.
Got them belts out, man. I mean, I would need to buy one. I really don't wear belts at all. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, let's get on the whole pajama thing. Now, it is ratchet. Yes, it is ratchet. But, you know, some people live across the street, don't feel like changing, or some people think they're just going to be in and out, like, just in and out. They got in the car, they came, got what they want, leave, back out, you know what I'm saying? But you got some people
wearing them shits all damn day.
Just walking around in stores and shit like that. Like, come on now, man. Like,
I went to the mall. I see motherfuckers with their pajamas on.
Oh, I ain't never see that. We'd have had a conversation.
Go Saturday morning, bro.
Yeah. Now, I just know, like, corner stores, supermarkets.
ain't know motherfuckers went to like malls and, you know, concerts and shit with pajamas on, unless it's a pajama party. And people don't even wear pajamas there.
Pajama party. Yeah. Y'all backwards as hell. I mean, if it's a pajama party, wear pajamas, but y'all wear them on the regular and shit. It mostly be women, you know what I mean? And preferably be cousins. I'm sorry to say, if you go to Cousin Supermarket, man, you'll see at least 70% of the population in Cousin Supermarket. 70% of motherfucking supermarket that have a lot of a woman that have pajamas on. A guy pajamas probably shorts and a beater. If it's hot as hell outside, y'all gonna see us wearing that on a regular. But for a woman, I mean, if you got pajamas on, at least wash your ass before you come out the door, man. Nobody wanna be smelling that shit, man. Real shit. So ladies, step it up, man. You're not gonna find a man wearing motherfucking Dora Explorer pajamas on at 30 years old.
Yeah, most definitely, man. Like, keep the pajamas. Just change your clothes. Women, I mean, I know y'all got y'all dudes basketball shorts and stuff like that. Wear that. Like, wear something that, you know, you can actually come outside in without looking all, like, ratchet.
Yeah. But this is the end of the show, man. We got last song of the day. Gotta Go On by my boy R to the Easy. I got two motherfucking shout-outs. Shout-out to my promoter, motherfucking Melissa, and shout-out to Cuzzo Jerry. You know, I'm out here.
You already know, man. Shout out to my boy Kevin Pratt, man. Shout out to my boy Ken Loyal, my boy Tone Salo's good cousin. Shout out to my boy Tone Montana Northside. Shout out to my boy Aunt Maze, man. Shout out to my whole squad. And shout out to my boy Mr. Sexy and Shit Jr. Man.
Yeah, man. So definitely tune in our radio station on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Don't miss it.
I got money cause I'm that guy. What's up, sir? I'm so fly. I'm that dude that get all the junk. And it love me cause I got it going on.
Off my sleeve, walk in post, get a check and I leave. Lupe the group A gave it a thumb down, tongue down, hands up, gave it a thumbs down. Cardi told me to beat up on this track, that's why the kid is flying and the eagle on my back, eagle on my left, higher than the breezy. All to the easy, I make it look easy. Left the club and seen her in the telly, wanted me up in the belly like peanut butter jelly. And it just gets better, the better I get with this, more cheddar I get this letter. Shorty is crying through the loose leaf, Ruger don't chop me.
Daddy don't screw me.
I got money cause I'm that guy. Look up there, I'm so fly. I'm that dude that get all the joints. And around me cause I got it going on. I got it going on. I got it going on. Got it going on.
Too bad Rick and mommy's underage gun that hug my nuts like they in love with each one. Stay fly with a J5 case. Tommy Lee Jones leather jacket from under siege one. White T-Mobile script over the celly. White AE brick over the belly. She Jones in the nail me, misfix it, I flat panna. That cannon.
Got it going on.
I get money to touch the sky. Look up there, you will see I'm that dude, she just happens to be here. Love hearing herself, chewing in my ear. Started going on about how they took the warm out. Started spitting so hot, he could sweat the sauna out. Started spitting when R turned the corner out. I got it going on, flatline, you were going out. I get money, money I stack. 20s on the left, 50s on the back, 100s on the right. Ain't that funny? You ain't in my league getting A-Rap money. VIL, we got now. I fit the description, so he got down. She got down, cause it got buttercups. Bust it up, watch out for the da-da-da. Sharper than a cardiac uppercut. Players up, own the place with my poker face when I play the clubs. Same guy that I sit by bars. You should spit type hard and get like all because.
I got it going on. 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 I got it going on.
dude, they get all the joints, and they love me, cause I got it going on, I got it going on, I got it going on.